This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Here's to the farmer, the plants, the fields, and the spring. The turn from green to
conversation about crops. Conversation about carving a new niche for yourself. If you're an American family farmer, this program is for you. It's actually a focus on farms, family, food, what's going on, what can we do to help save the American family farm. I was encouraged this past weekend. I went to an auction in Pennsylvania, a tractor auction. I'm in need of a couple of new tractors. Some of my tractors are getting pretty old and tired. So I wanted to update, and I went expecting to get a couple of good deals, frankly. Don't we all, when we go to auctions, expect to get a good deal? Yeah, let's get it. Well, I went to the heart of cow country, heart of dairy country in central Pennsylvania, Williamsburg, Pennsylvania, and the auction was on a number of pieces of Massey Ferguson equipment, which is pretty, I have mostly Massey Ferguson tractors. I am trying to standardize. For those of you familiar with that brand and the models, I have 180s, I have half a dozen 180s, and I have three or four 1100s. And those do the work. The 1100s are the heavy-duty workhorses, and the 180s are good, a good utility tractor for all kinds of things, for raking, a lot of hay stuff, because I do a lot of haying, but good for things for crop work. They're a good tractor. Every once in a while, I need something sort of in the middle. I have some other Massey Ferguson 4235s and 4270s and that sort of thing. So anyway, I expected, the point of the conversation is that I expected to get some good deal because the price of milk down there is $18 a hundredweight, which is off of what it cost them to make the milk, and I expected there wasn't going to be a lot of money. Last couple of years when I've gone to auctions, I've found that the auctioneers either will say, or the attitude will be, things are tough. And maybe the other side is, maybe if I flip it over, maybe things are tough and people are spending more money for used equipment because they don't have the money to buy new equipment. That's a way of looking at it. But anyway, the prices that were paid for the equipment, I was with the dealer who happened to have a Massey Ferguson shop across the street from where the auction was being held. And he told me what he thought the tractors that I was interested in, there were three of them, would bring. And they all brought about twice what he said they were going to bring, which I thought was fascinating. Again, this guy's been living in that area, selling tractors all his life, knows the economy. So I think he was pretty shocked, as were a lot of the other people. It was good. A lady who was selling them, her husband had died at the hands. See, this is another sort of adjunct to the conversation here. Her husband had been in a pen with a bull, and the bull took after this guy and basically killed him. It's very dangerous. You got to be very, very careful. I think that sounds like it's rhetorical and like everybody should know better, but when a guy who's 69 years old gets into a pen with a bull to do whatever it was he was doing, and the bull takes him apart, it's a warning sign. It really is. So at any rate, and that's my report on my farm activities for this past weekend. There's another report here. Normally, the first part of our American Family Farmer is a focus on some of the news. So I wanted to give you some good news, or at least what I thought was some good news, from the campaign of Democrat Governor Jay Inslee of Washington. He's ended his campaign seeking the presidency, but he's been very active when talking about how to maintain our planet, climate issues, that sort of thing. And he had a policy proposal that I really thought was fabulous for the American family farmer. It's a plan for the farmer to engage him and herself in saving the planet, in essence, using plant-based materials that can be grown on our family farms. And the plan is to pay farmers to sequester carbon dioxide, that is, to trap fertilizers that cause a lot of algae blooms in water, clean up the water, that sort of thing. I think most of the farmers I know, anyway, want to be good environmentalists. Their first priority is avoiding bankruptcy, however. And so if we are going to pay farmers for environmental services, that could be something that farmers are kind of at the government because they're so restrictive. One of the things that I like about this is that there's much more being planted, much more green, and farmers are being paid at a premium under this plan. Massive spike in the line of funding for this sort of work, which would then produce more. It's an organic win, but it's also great for the air, the oxygen. The more green we have, the more we get the carbon out of the air, and we increase the flow of oxygen. So to pay farmers for doing that, we're talking a lot of money here to clean up the air, but we need to be encouraging our family farmers. And this plan it was on the web for a while. It's hard to find right now. The ag nerds found it and put it back up again. I don't know why it was taken down. Maybe some of the interests that don't want to have clean air, the oil companies, fossil fuel companies, are responsible for that. But anyway, using petroleum products for all kinds of things. Wouldn't it be neat if we overhaul the system by replacing a lot of the petroleum products with things that came from the land, things that farmers can grow, things that farmers can connect to. So I'm taking my hat off to the proposal that Jay Inslee put forth. It's a very positive step if it can get some traction. One of the things also I was talking about last week at this auction with a lot of the farmers who were there is whether or not they still support Trump. And interestingly enough, because this area was big Trump area, and they said most of them said yes, they did, because they didn't see anybody in the Democratic Party who had the best interests of farmers at heart. Inslee may have been one of them, but he isn't going to run, so that takes care of that. I think the farming community has a real problem in not only who the president is, but also who the representatives are, because most of them, most of the ag states and most of these ag reps are bought and paid for by the huge ag conglomerates. And that's going to be the subject of our conversation. In a moment, we're going to meet Scott Faber, who is from the Environmental Working Group. We're going to talk about who's getting the money from the farm bailouts. You're going to be really annoyed if you haven't followed this in as much detail as we're going to give to you, but it's outrageous, frankly, outrageous. Let's see if we can trim a little bit off of your waistline. You game for this? You want to get healthy? You want to stay healthy? You want to do it the right way? You want to eat better? And you want to feel better? And that can happen as a result. I tell you, a lot of the farmers that I saw at this auction were overweight, man, really overweight. Time for you to pay attention. And it isn't for, you know, do crash dieting, don't take drugs, don't do stimulants. You want to do any of that stuff. You want to make the healthy choice. After all, you're a farmer. You're growing healthy food. You want to be healthy yourself. And Calitrin has been proven to help with weight loss, better rest. You take four of these Calitrins before you go to sleep, and it goes to work reproducing collagen in your system, which our bodies normally make until we're in our 20s, and then we stop. So this jump starts the production of collagen again. You need about 6 months of the program to have it work the way it's supposed to, so that you will lose the weight, no trick there, but keeping it off is a problem, and that's why Calitrin is so popular, it's so healthy, it makes so much sense. So get on the program now, go to toploss.com or calitrin.com, it's the same thing, you can go to the same website. The special deal for a Labor Day, buy three Calitrins, get three free using the DJB code. All right, so let's push ourselves all ahead and look for a better feeling. We like the way we feel when we aren't overweight, carrying all that extra weight around. So whatever your goal is, tell yourself you want to keep the weight off. Will you? 7 pounds, 30 pounds, 100 pounds, whatever it is. Let's lose the weight and keep it off the special safe way with Calitrin at calitrin.com. The Labor Day sale with the DJB code. You buy three and you get three free. So you stay on the program 6 months, lose the weight, and keep it off with Kellitrin.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-355-1493. 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
Message and data rates may apply.
What if there were a top-ranked business degree that gave you access to world-renowned faculty, leaders, and mentors, but on your schedule? The W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University is now accepting high-quality applicants for its MBA and Business Analytics Master's degree programs offered 100% online. Learn more about the top-ranked W.P. Carey business degrees online. Text RANK to 79645. Again, that's R-A-N-K to 79645.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. Joining us now is Scott Faber, who is the Senior Vice President of Government Affairs for the Environmental Working Group. We've been talking a little about what your message is here, and I want to get right to it because it has been a frequent theme in the last year of this program as to all the yak about farm help, and we're going to give billions of dollars to farmers, and who's actually getting it. I'm reminded of an expression, Mr. Faber, a healthy attitude is contagious, but don't wait to catch it from somebody else. In this circumstance, there are a lot of farmers who are down, and they still, I was talking about being at an auction this past weekend and talking to a lot of farmers who still seem to support Trump. I think they just don't understand. They're not reading their trades because the money isn't going to the farmers. I get my share. I'm a farmer as well as being a broadcaster. I got $189, and I still haven't seen the money yet out of this fabulous bailout. So where's the money going?
Yeah, well, that's a great question, Doug. Unfortunately, the lion's share of the trade bailout money is going to exactly the wrong farmers. It's going to the largest and most successful farmers, the farmers who are best able to weather this trade storm that's been created by President Trump. The top 10% of all the money, more than half of all the money, is going to the top 10% of recipients. Or another way of saying that is that if you are in the top 1%, if you're one of the biggest recipients of these trade bailout payments, you're getting about $183,000. And there are some folks who've gotten more than $1 million. If you're in the bottom 80% of trade bailout recipients, you might be getting a few thousand dollars or $189 in your case. So, yep. So the money's going to the wrong people. It's not going to the farmers who are really harmed and struggling as a result of this trade war. It's going to the folks who have the resources to get by.
Well, it's the people who have the resources to be connected to politicians. More on this coming right up here on the American Family Farmer.
Mo. Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome to the farm.
Welcome to the American Family Farmer, a program aimed at helping family farms and farmers, family farm-owned businesses, the locavores that use the products that we grow, people who are connected. It's the food family farm thing. It's a very practical way of us looking at the future. I'd like to share optimism with those of you who are my friends in the farmer world. I think I am optimistic most of the time, but this stuff pisses me off, frankly, and I don't mean to get crude, but when I look at these payments, who's getting them? It's such a ruse. It's so outrageous. So we have with us Scott Faber, who's from the Environmental Working Group. They've surveyed all of this information from the farm bailout payments. You and I may have not been on the same side of like the Food Safety Modernization Act, because that screwed basically the family farmers. And once again, the guys who have these big, big, huge businesses, these big corporations, got away pretty much scot-free. All the regulation is aimed at the people making, you know, they say, well, you don't have to do it if you make less than $500,000 a year. Well, I don't know any farmer who's making $500,000 a year in profit other than these clowns that are getting this money. A lot of it has been this, the Food Safety Modernization Act has been very harmful to smaller farmers, whether they said it was going to be or it wasn't. I know it has been. But that's not our focus here. Our focus is on people who are getting this money. So let's go through, let's take it, you can take it city by city if you want to. If you look at the USDA has the data, and so they didn't want you to get it, but from Freedom of Information requests, you got the list of the people who are getting on these lists and getting the money. They don't live in farms or on farms. Most of them are people that live in cities. Let's go through the list, starting with the people of San Francisco. Who got it there?
We found 9,000 people who live in the nation's 50 largest cities, including 70 people who live in San Francisco who somehow received one of these Trump bailout checks. It's crazy. We found 65 people in New York City. We found 63 people in L.A. We found 61 people in Washington, D.C., including lobbyists who have no connection whatsoever to any kind of farm. Many of the folks who received these Trump bailout payments live on golf courses and gated communities. So, I mean, you know, of course, every American wants to help farmers when they're struggling, and everyone understands that that President Trump's trade policies have been a disaster for farmers. But no one, I mean, literally, except for the folks who might be cashing these checks, thinks that people who live in New York City or Washington, D.C., and haven't seen a farm in years should be getting any of this money. It's just,
right.
it's a real slap in the face to the farmers who've been harmed by these terrible trade policies.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you go through, it's moderately amusing, if you don't look at the ramifications of it, to see
right.
where these people who got these checks live. A Minneapolis high-rise, guy lives there, got $97,000. Lakeside community in Minnesota, a guy who lives on the lake got $96,000. For what? He's living on a lake. Yeah, you could say, well, they may own shares in some company, but we're not. That's not who needs the money. The money needs to go to the people who are on the tractors, who are harvesting the corn at the moment, who are trying to milk the cows and stay in business, not these clowns that live in these places that we're talking about here.
And you know what's even worse is that that President Trump and his team could have said, we're going to make sure that only farmers, only people who live and work on farms get these payments. Mm-hmm. And they didn't. They just chose to apply the same rules that have been gamed by subsidy recipients for decades.
All right. It's the same group. The people. We should have, Congress should wear, like, you know how NASCAR guys wear their sponsors? Congress should have jackets that have their sponsors on these. Everybody should know who's paying to get them reelected. We'll continue here with Scott Faber in a few moments on The American Family Farmer.
Hey, people at my friend's company got blackmail emails.
Yeah, it's a popular type of spear phishing attack.
Wow, that sounds serious.
It is. Scammers claim to have compromising information, like a video, and threaten to share it with their contact list, unless the victim pays a ransom.
What if they target someone at our company?
We're secured. Barracuda Sentinel uses artificial intelligence to block spear phishing attacks, including blackmail emails.
Well, that's a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda, your journey secured.
Before you sign the lease for your very own office, before you gave your 2 weeks' notice, before you asked your parents for a loan, before you worked nights and weekends, there was a business plan that you put to paper. Staples has what your business needs to get you from here to there, all at great prices every day. And now, a case of Staples copy paper is only $29.99. You save $24. Staples, here we get you there.
In-store only, ends 8/31/19. Valid on SKU 135-848. Limit 5 while supplies last.
If you don't know your numbers, you don't know your business.
Meet Evan Goldberg, founder of NetSuite.
I had to learn that the hard way with my first company. That's why I started NetSuite. I needed to see everything that was going on with my business in one place, so we built the world's first cloud business system. And after 20 years, over 16,000 companies run their businesses on NetSuite. Everything you need to keep growing is in one place. Financials, HR, commerce, customer info, and more. NetSuite gives you the visibility and control you need to make smart decisions and grow with confidence. That's why companies who use NetSuite grow 3 times faster than the S&P 500.
Find out the rest of Evan's story and get your free guide titled 7 Key Strategies to Grow Your Profits at netsuite.com/bigger. That's netsuite.com/bigger for your free guide, 7 Key Strategies to Grow Your Profits. Go right now to netsuite.com/bigger.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The U.S. Virgin Islands and parts of Puerto Rico are already feeling the wrath of Hurricane Dorian with heavy rains and power outages. National Hurricane Center Director Ken Graham says Dorian may grow into a dangerous Category 3 storm as it heads toward Florida.
This new forecast is you're further out in the ocean where those warm water is and less sheer, and that's why the forecast intensity went up. It's just a different path.
Earlier in a tweet, President Trump slammed Puerto Rico as being one of the most corrupt places on Earth. That drew this response from the minority leader of the Puerto Rican Senate, Eduardo Gatia.
He has actually unified the people of Puerto Rico against him. Other than that, I think I would rather move forward rather than trade insults with the president of the United States right now.
On Wall Street, the Dow was up 258 points, the S&P up 18, and the Nasdaq up 29. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Every hiring manager knows that a company is only as good as the people it's made from. So where do you find the best people? That may surprise you.
Meet the grads of life, young adults of unique determination and experience, an ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
This is talent worth knowing about.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
In to the focus here. This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. My farm is Eastley Farm. You can go on Facebook, facebook.com/Eastley Farm, E-A-S-T-L-E-I-G-H, or EastleyFarm.com, just to kind of nose around and see what I do with the assets that I have. And I don't have many more or less assets. Because of the government bailout. I don't want the bailout. I don't want the government involved in what I do at all. But some can't afford that luxury. I don't even know if I can afford it. I just don't want the government in my business, in my face, and around my operation. I don't. I have nothing to hide, but I don't. I find most of the time my experience with the government is negative because most of the people around now don't know what the hell they're talking about. They don't have any clue. When it comes to dairying, husbandry, a bunch of kids that have gone to school who have theory but no practice. No farm kids are getting involved, or a lot of these circumstances find themselves without farm families to sort of interpret what's going on. And perhaps that's what the problem is here. Scott Faber is the Senior Vice President of Government Affairs at the Environmental Working Group. We're talking about the number of people who have procured money, government money, in this trade war bailout. People that own golf courses and lobbyists and that sort of thing. And I almost, Scott, give Trump a pass, even though he's the boss. He's a hamburger-eating guy that lives in New York City. He doesn't know anything about farming. He doesn't care about farming. The guy the very last appointment he made was his agriculture secretary. Sonny Perdue was a lightweight. I don't think he's a bad human being. I just think he's a lightweight. And one of the good old boys, slapping everybody on the back from Georgia. He's not clued into this. Excuse me. Go ahead.
No, Sonny Perdue, when before he was Secretary Perdue, was not just Governor Perdue. He was a farmer himself who collected nearly $1 million in subsidies. So he's well aware of the loopholes and all the ways that people can exploit these programs to enrich themselves. Sonny Perdue could have decided to say, look, we know which farmers are struggling because we can look at their household income, not necessarily how much they're earning from farming, and say, these are the folks who are on the verge of losing everything. Let's help them.
Yeah.
And instead, we use the same formulas that have given all the money to the biggest guys for decades and ignored the fact that the farms with more than $1 million in sales have farm household income of more than $300,000 a year. Why on earth is the government giving a check to anyone with farm household income of more than $300,000 a year? It doesn't make any sense unless you yourself have been taking money from these programs for many years as Secretary Perdue has.
But it's deeper than that even for me. When I look at the largest bailout recipient, this partnership, a soybean coalition in Missouri, they got $987,000. That's $1 million. It's like the banks that are buying out restaurants. It's that kind of stuff. And you look at some of these other people on here that have in their title the word farm is there, but they're all bankers and they're all people who are investors and they're people who are in the commodities business and they're watching, the hedge funds are into this stuff in a big way, soybean production especially, cotton, all of these things, corn, the projections that people, these guys are investors just like people invest in real estate or they invest in, automotive company, whatever it is, they're not farmers. None of these people are farmers.
Well, and your point's a great point because that one farm that you mentioned in southeastern Missouri, that partnership actually owns three separate farms that has so far collected almost $3 million in Trump bailout payments. And it's to your point, these are businesses that have very sophisticated lawyers who figured out how to create corporate entities that can continue to collect dollars regardless of need. They continue to siphon money out of the Treasury regardless of whether they are truly in need of government assistance. And these are folks who've just decided it's easier to farm the Treasury than it is to farm the land.
Yeah.
And so I can see, right, farmers who are struggling ought to be, as you said, pissed off. This can't be anything but deeply frustrating if you're trying to figure out how to make it to the end of the year.
Well, there are a couple of other adjuncts to this. Before we talk about the next round of bailouts, I want to talk about something that I discussed before you went on. Jay Inslee, governor of Washington, was a candidate for president and dropped out. But he left, his parting shot was something that's great for the family farmer, I thought, and great for the environment. I'm sure you're all over this, the environmental working group is all over the plan to have farmers do things that will increase the amount of oxygen in the air through photosynthetic processes, green growing, pay farmers to grow stuff that will help the atmosphere as well as help our stomachs. And I don't know if you know, do you know the program we're talking about?
I think a number of elected leaders, presidential candidates have proposed to dramatically increase funding to pay farmers through the Environmental Quality Incentives Program or the Conservation Stewardship Program to use fertilizer with greater precision, so less nitrous oxide is going up into the air, and to farm in ways that stores more carbon in the ground so that it's staying in the ground and not going up into the air. And those are programs that don't discriminate against small farmers or favor big farmers. Those are programs that pay farmers when they take steps to reduce emissions or store carbon in the ground. So, you know, it's just, imagine we're about to spend $30 billion in Trump bailout payments because of a trade war we didn't need to fight. Imagine what we could have done with that $30 billion if we'd rewarded farmers when they took steps to use fertilizer with a little bit greater precision or stored carbon in the ground. And all of those practices also help keep nitrogen out of our drinking water supplies and just make our rural communities healthier. So it's just a tragic waste of resources that could have been much better spent. It's really a shame.
Well, I think you and I might have a little bit of a difference, and it's okay. I think it's healthy. We ought to be discussing these things, the whys and the wherefores. The trouble is, everybody's become so politically polarized, they don't get to the heart of the matter. They just look at who's in favor of it and who's against it, and that's where they go. It's like a bad talk radio program. So in this circumstance, I think we have been taken advantage of by the Chinese. I don't think we really know that much about China. We buy too much stuff from them. Our balance when it comes to what we borrowed from them. I mean, we've done a lot of things that have been since the, frankly, I look back to what happened September 11th and then the subsequent attack in Iraq and things that have gone awry since then. And it's just, it's bad leadership, it's stupid, it's helping people. I mean, the same can be said for the military industrialists as can be said for these big-time farmers, how they're benefiting from all of the skirmishes around the world, or when we threaten people and make everybody nervous, let's build more weapons, you know, that kind of crap. I don't buy, I'm not into that. But I am thinking that the Chinese need to have a little comeuppance, as do some of the other people who are our trading partners.
I mean,
it's got to be some common sense. The problem is, it's Trump's way or the highway too often, and that's not, you know, nobody wants to, I mean, it's just Trump. I mean, look at the people on the other side. Nobody wants to negotiate. They just want to throw stones. Nothing good happens with that, in my mind, anyway.
Yeah, no, and you know, I think, I don't think anyone thinks that our trading system is fair and necessarily serving Americans,
smart,
especially farmers.
Yeah,
but no group did probably supported President Trump more than
the farmers.
Right. Especially the farmers who built these big markets in China.
Yeah.
I mean, they took literally a generation to open these markets to our soybeans and other farm products, and now to turn around and sort of hold these farmers hostage as part of a strategy to get a better deal with China. It just seems wrong. And then to turn around and say we're not going to, you know, we're only going to help the biggest, most successful farmers with these Trump checks.
With borrowed money from China. We're borrowing, we're $22 trillion in debt, and $14 trillion of it is Chinese money that we've basically spent with them. So we're borrowing our own money. We buy stuff, goes to China, they keep the money, they put it in the bank, they loan it to us, and around and around the circle goes. So it's a very interesting cycle. In a moment, I would like to spend our last couple of minutes talking about the next round of bailouts. Maybe you can help us understand what they may look like, Scott. Thanks for being here. Hold on. The aches and pains that farmers have as we grow older, I certainly have found this because I have fallen off my share of tractors. I've bumped into things. I've injured my hand. I've done all kinds of stuff that have given me aches and pains, and I'm sure you have as well. Maybe you've had a couple of operations to fix things that have malfunctioned. You've gotten older and you've gotten achier. Maybe I can help you out. As a matter of fact, I'm sure I can. If you pay attention to my message about Joint Formula 14 from Sierracil, it'll be a game changer for you. If you're living with aches and pains as a result of accidents, as a result of sports injuries, as a result of an operation, whatever it is, old farm pains will chase them away If you go to the website achefree.live, that's the official site for Joint Formula 14. The company is Sierracil. Their website, achefree.live, gives you the info that you need to have so you get relief or you get your money back. And the significance of Joint Formula 14, the name, is that you'll get relief in 14 days or you get your money back. And to make it even better, when you go to achefree.live, the website, use the DJV code and you'll be able to buy Joint Formula 14 for 50% off the retail price. So get relief fast. It stays there. You'll want it. You'll like it. You'll embrace it. You'll tell other people about it. Joint Formula 14 for all those aches and pains. Get it at achefree.live.
Over the years, automakers have spent a lot of time talking about the future. At Kia, they don't sit around dreaming of a better tomorrow because they already made it so that you can have it today. Introducing Kia's lineup of electrified Niro SUVs, the hybrid, the plug-in, and the electric, with an EPA estimated range of 239 miles. Because the future is just the future until we make something of it. Kia, give it everything. 239 mile EPA estimated range on a full charge. Actual range may vary. Niro EV is in select retailers and select markets with limited availability. The big news from Subaru is the three-row Ascent. It's the biggest SUV from Subaru ever. There's room for 7 or 8 passengers with a choice of second-row captain's chairs or bench seating. It'll tow up to 5,000 pounds. It has interior space you need for your whole crew. And it gets you where you want to go with the safety of a Subaru, including standard symmetrical all-wheel drive. The three-row Subaru Ascent. Love is now bigger than ever. Maximum towing capacity varies by trim level, and trailer brakes may be required. See your retailer for details.
United States Navy veteran Jack Holder talks about the first strike on Pearl Harbor.
After the first wave hit, we had construction crews. The Oklahoma, battleship Oklahoma, had turned turtle up. The keel of the ship was up. We had construction crews out there on the bottom of the ship, cutting holes in the bottom of the ship, rescuing seamen trapped inside.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
All right, let's get back, spend a few more minutes with Scott Faber from the Environmental Working Group. So what do you think the next round of bailouts? There's been, what, $16.5 billion, I think, so far. So what's next? Who's going to get the next?
Well, unfortunately, to your point about big pension funds and investors holding land and renting it to farmers, the big change in the next round of bailout payments will be to tie the payments to the number of acres farmed, not the amount you produce. And so that will further skew these payments towards the farmers and farm businesses that own the most land, as opposed to the people who've actually produced a crop and ultimately tied those payments to the question of whether or not they are in need. I mean, this is obviously crazy because, you know, there's no other social safety net and program in the country that doesn't include a means test and an asset test. We always ask, do you have resources? How much money are you earning? Do you really need government assistance? With the MFP program, we're going in the exact opposite direction. We're giving people money regardless of whether they need it.
It's corrupt. It's corruption to the nth degree, and people need to know more about it so that they can ask these questions of these various candidates. Scott, thank you for being here and explaining what's going on. Scott Faber, who is with the Government Affairs Department at the Environmental Working Group, EWG.org.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
I want to remind you of a way for you to keep up with our discussions of help on the farm, growing on the farm, machinery on the farm, technology on the farm. In the middle of eating some fresh peaches from my peach tree here. The American Family Farmer is something I came up with Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. We did it as a podcast at first, and then it became a program that now is a podcast, but also on 247 stations, last count, around the country that carry this information to people who hopefully glean some important attitudes from it. And I have my own attitude, which I'm going to share with you in a minute about these farm subsidies. Actually, the current podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com has news about the growing trend of consumers who are looking for locally grown food. Government is considering issuing more farm visas to migrant farm workers. And, of course, as usual, they're making a mess of it. We talk about that on the American Family Farmer podcast. That's up, the most recent one. Then I talked to Roger Johnson, who's president of the National Farmers Union, on this podcast. He's been around for 14, 15 years, I think. He's a third-generation farmer, comes from North Dakota. He was the ag commissioner there before he came to the NFU. So he is somebody who understands how to participate in all of this stuff. He said, we were talking about the trade wars, not unlike what we were just talking about here with a fellow from the Environmental Working Group. He said to me, quote, it's no surprise that China is slapping even more tariffs on our products. Every time Trump escalates his trade war, China calls his bluff. And why would we expect anything different? And no surprise that farmers are again the target. In the past 3 years, soybean exports to China have fallen 80%. And once the tariffs kick in, it's probably going to be worse. So what's going to happen? I am a member of the National Farmers Union. I find the whole thing reprehensible. And I'm going to talk more about that and how it pieces together. But if you want to hear the discussion with Roger Johnson, It's the current podcast, the most recent podcast, available now at AmericanFamilyFarmershow.com. A lot of you have helped build MyPillow into the amazing American company it is. Now, Mike Lindell, who's the inventor and the CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to you, listeners of the DJV program. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products. You go to MyPillow.com right now. Click on Radio Listener Specials. Use the code DJV, and you can buy, for example, a body pillow. Usually $89, now $29. Wow, what a savings using the code DJV. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials, save up to 50% and more on the body pillow. That's the great example I've got for you right now. $29.99, usually $89.99. Enter the promo code DJV for these great specials. Again, MyPillow.com, and the code is DJV. All right, so we all know the last couple of years have been tough. The last couple of decades have been tough. Heck, you can go back to the Dust Bowl era, been tough on American farmers, and yet many stay on the land. Many families want to keep it going. But the debt that farmers have, the loan delinquencies farmers have, the bankruptcies farmers have, the suicides farmers have, that's all, those numbers are rising. And part of it is bad political judgment on the part of our leaders, bad policy on the part of the government, and also people who aren't farmers, people who eat the food that we grow but don't appreciate where it comes from. And why should they? They don't really, we're not doing a great job of telling people, of, if you will, bragging or just getting the message out as to how important it is, you know, to have the local, the corner of the world that your friendly local farmer has. You buying produce from the local farmer this summer? You getting milk from the local producer? Or are you going to the store and buying it because it's convenient? Well, you're part of the problem, because a lot of these things that you think are fresh and local are coming from huge farms, not even in your county or even in your state. Now, sometimes you can find that stuff in the stores, but more often than not, you're really getting the freshest and the best produce, the best for your family. If you're really thinking about your family and your health, and you should be going to the local farmers, the local boar movement is strong, follow them. Go to the family farms and try to help them keep out of loan delinquencies and bankruptcy problems. They can only do that if you support them. Now, that's my, I guess I don't know if that's advice, that's my thought anyway, as I'm thinking out loud. On the American Family Farmer, I'm Doug Steffen.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story, but freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100, or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.